Happy Earth Month, everybody. Now, I know every year we write down our different goals that we want to accomplish for yourself, people around you, manifest it. And maybe one of our goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. You value companies that are thoughtful in every aspect of how they run their business. Good news, Macy's makes it easy to do just that. This Earth Month, join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak, On 34th, Elemis, and more. You can donate online or in-store and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose. And who doesn't love going to the park, especially in the spring? Fresh air, frisbees, picnics, super cute dogs on leashes. I mean, that's my dream. Soaking up the sun with your friends or your kids or your nieces and nephews. Check this out. Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project. Their goal is to transform vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help create healthy, livable communities for generations to come. I love that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Again, donate in store or online and learn more at Macy's.com/purpose.
Do you see the deals on these brands? Of course you can't. This is a podcast. But when you go to Ross this spring, you'll see brands you know at prices you love. We're talking all the shoes, hues, and ooze at 20 to 60% off department store prices. Go see the savings at Ross.
Hey guys, it's your lady gang, Becca Tobin, Kelty Knight, and Jack Vanek. Thanks so much for subscribing on iTunes. And thank you for supporting the great sponsors who make it possible for us to have this much fun with you for free every week.
Well, what is this?
Welcome to the Lady Gang.
That's amazing. Say that again.
The Lady Gang.
Things are about to change around here.
Each week, we catch up with Hollywood's hottest girl posse, Kelty Knight, Becca Tobin, and Jack Vanek.
Hello, 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 Lady Gangers. How is everybody today?
Good.
We're good. Delayed response. All right, here we are. I'm Becca Tobin, actress, blogger, singer, dancer, tap dancer. I'm just going to keep adding things every week. Across from me, Kelty Knight, television host of The Insider.
Hello.
And to my right,
hi,
Jack Vanek, clothing designer of Jack Vanek Clothing. We don't have any fun facts this week because
we're lazy.
Because we keep forgetting to think about them.
We're out of fun facts, I think is what it is. Like everything interesting we've already
shared. No, I have this like weird wart on the bottom of my foot.
Ew.
It's not a wart, but like it's like a scratch that I got in high school and it's never healed. Just putting that out there.
Weird. Well,
I shave
my arms.
Like, I do too.
So that's kind of fun. You do?
It's not really. Those are not really fun facts, but for today,
I feel like they're pretty fun. I don't think everybody shaves their arms.
I know. I've been shaving my arms since I was like in seventh grade because all the slutty girls did it.
All right. There we go. On that note, it's time for
Good Week.
Yes, it is.
Bad Week.
Oh, no.
All right. Who wants to kick it off?
Mine's really exciting.
Okay, go.
Go ahead.
My bad week. Okay, I'm going to start with my good week. My good week is, I know this sounds really cheesy, but this one's for all the like long-term married girls out there. I'm like falling in love with my husband for a second time.
Haven't you talked about this before?
No.
We get it. You're
really
in love, Kelsey.
Have I? Are you annoyed? No, but
go,
I just like,
go ahead. I'm happy for you.
Yeah,
like, you know,
you.
Like, I just like, I feel really connected to him and I'm like loving being around him. And it's interesting because, you know, we've been together for like almost 7 years now, you know, and I just am like obsessed with you. Like I have like a little girl, schoolgirl crush again.
Has anything sparked that?
No, not really. I think maybe I'm a little happier. I don't know. Interesting.
Being anyway, confident goes
like
a long
that.
Way.
Good week. That's it. Kind of a boring good week. But my bad week is so good. I was involved in a high-speed chase.
This sounds like a good week.
No. But it was a bad week, but it was like a thrilling week.
Okay.
But I don't want to be like you and break the rules, so it's my bad week. So I'm on Mulholland, which is like one of these roads in Hollywood that kind of goes up through the hills.
It's where James Dean died on his motorcycle.
So you understand how dangerous
Wait,
it was.
I thought James Dean died in Palm Springs.
No, I think that he died on Mulholland on his motorcycle. I'm going to fact check this. Continue, Kelty.
Okay.
And so I'm sitting there at the light and I'm driving alongside this white car and the white car starts really speeding up. It was kind of like behind me a little bit. It starts speeding up like really aggressively. And I was like, whoa, this car is really in a rush. They must really have to pee. And then it goes beside me, and then it clicks over to the left lane, so it starts driving in the oncoming traffic and weaving in and out of the people. And then it hopped over an in middle part, concrete part, what's that called, a median? Mm-hmm. And then it went up the, like, down ramp of Mulholland on the wrong side. And then I was like, whoa. This was weird because you don't – it was like – I didn't know what was happening. I was like, is this real? Am I involved in this? And then like four police cars were chasing after it. And it was like O.J. Simpson all over again. And I was thrilled.
That's a scary place to do a high-speed chase.
I know because it's a hill. And it's, yeah. It was pretty cool. And I instantly – took out my phone and wrote it down. It was like, don't forget to tell the girls this. You were in a high-speed chase. You're a badass for your bad week.
Okay. Wait, where was it?
Oh, God. Just let me be with my bad week, guys.
No, you it wasn't even about you.
Jack, what's yours?
Okay.
It was Paso Robles City Hall.
Paso Robles is like...
No. Sorry.
Wrong fact.
North California.
Yeah.
Okay, so my good week... I feel like... As women, we get down on ourselves about our appearance. Obviously, Kelty talks about it all the time.
Every day of my life.
And, like, there's some things that you, like, really don't like about yourself, your face or whatever. And I really don't like my profile, like, from the side.
I hate my profile,
I hate
too.
It. I'm like, oh, my nose. And then I have the gobble and whatever. And the other day, I was, like, hanging out with Scott. And he, like, stopped and looked at me. And he was like, you have the most beautiful profile ever. Like, I love it. It's so sexy. And I was like... Really? I hate it. But it's really nice That's for like so your cute. Boyfriend to compliment something that you like really don't like about yourself.
And also when he must really love you because
he
like your profile
likes the gobble.
Like I like your big fake boobs, Jack Vanek, but like your profile, I mean, who compliments that? It's awesome.
But it's nice.
It was nice.
You do have a nice profile.
Really?
Let me see.
Even with this?
You do have a really nice nose chin ratio.
Really?
Huh.
I don't think so.
Okay, so that was your good week.
That was my good week. So my bad week. I was in Whole Foods the other day, being super healthy, and I was going to the bakery aisle to get a cookie, being super healthy. And, you know...
It was organic.
It was actually... I love their vegan cookies. They're delish. Mm. And I'm not even vegan anymore. So anyways, I'm getting my cookie... Whatever, took a step forward. I slipped on one of those stupid things that you, like, grab the bakery stuff with. You know what I'm talking about?
The cellophane sheet.
There's, like, a cellophane sheet on the ground. I took a step forward, slipped, went into total splits. I don't know how to do the splits at all.
Oh, my God.
You do now.
Did you tear your hamstring?
I think I tore whatever the back little...
Your hamstring.
...muscle is. Mm-hmm. And... I spilled my kombucha, and that's the second bad week that I've had with spilled kombucha, and it's the worst because it smells like spit all over your body.
That's awful.
It was bad.
Well, guys.
It's going to be hard to top those, Becca Tobin.
Okay, here's my good week. Another thing, it also has to do with being flattered by your appearance or about your appearance.
Duh.
I don't know. I was at a smoothie bar, and I was... ordering, and I noticed this girl was staring at me. The girl taking my order, like, was looking at me very
longingly,
intensely.
She was a gleek?
No. She was, like, staring at me, like, super intense, and I was, like, intensely. And I was, like, this is weird. I'm just trying to get a smoothie.
Was she just, like, making eye contact with you?
Yeah, and she seemed, like, really, like, caught off guard by me being there. And then she's, like, I'm so sorry, but... Has anyone ever told you look like Fiona Apple?
You do look like Fiona Apple.
I know, and that's my favorite celebrity comparison because usually it's the Olsen twins and they look like hold handbags now. And she is actually like, I love her. And
I've
I think
never
she's
noticed that.
Mm-hmm. But what Fiona? Like, I haven't seen
There's
Fiona
so
Apple
many
since
different
title.
Fionas.
I mean,
yeah, you just have a 90s Fiona.
You're thinking 90s Fiona.
I think 90s Fiona.
I think you don't notice it because you're blonde.
Yeah,
if you had mousy like dishwater hair, you would look even more like her. And then if you're wearing like, well, also if you had like a drug habit,
I could find one.
You can wear my plaid shirt right now.
There we go.
Yeah.
So that was fun.
Yay!
My bad week has to do with sexy time because we're having our sexy time guest come on. And so Zach and I have just been super busy, and like he's been traveling a lot and just missing each other completely. Like so. I was at home, and he was on his way back from a work trip, and I was like, we need to have, like, some sexy time. Like, it's, you know, we got to do this. So I, like, lit a candle, and I got in bed, and then I realized, like, I had had some dairy for dinner, and I was having the farts. And, like, the farts that are, like, hot coming out, and you know how those smell. And I was like, oh my God, I have to like get these out, expel them from my body before he comes home. So I'm like waiting and waiting. It's been like
an hour.
Are you
doing this like in the covers?
Under the covers. I mean, I'm just Dutch laying there giving myself Dutch ovens. And then the candle's still burning and it's really strong. So I was like, and it's a new candle. And I was like, oh, maybe it'll like conceal the smell or whatever. Finally, he comes home and it's been a while since I last let one rip, and I was like, it's gonna be fine. And he walks in the bedroom door and he's like, and he makes a face and he's like, what does that smell? And I was like, I thought it was because it was a new candle.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, interesting smell.
It's like a mahogany.
And I was like, yeah. And I was like, man, what do you mean? And he's like, you know what I mean. And I go, what are you talking about? And he goes, what does it smell like? He goes, it smells like candle and farts.
He knows you so well.
I was like, damn it.
Didn't get past him this time.
Red-handed.
Damn it.
So do you have sex?
No, I tried.
He's like, no.
He's like, I'm sorry. Every time you move, something comes up from the comforter. Like, I just can't.
I don't know how you felt that you could just hide him in the covers.
I thought that they would have gone away. Like, where did they just stay there? It's insane.
It's like rule number one about a Dutch oven. They sit around for a long time.
Well, lesson learned.
So we need some help with our sex times.
So I need to talk to Emily about that. All right, Kelty.
Coming up, all of your questions shall be answered. Sex with Emily, round two.
Now back to the Lady Gang.
You guys, we are so excited to welcome this very sexy babe back to the Lady Gang. Her first episode was so incredibly popular and loved by you. We've basically been begging her to come back for round two, but she's so busy having sex that she can't find the time.
She is
the number one sex and relationship expert in America. There's actually, I found out, a name for what she does. It's called being a sexologist.
I thought it was a sexpert.
No, a sexologist. She invented the Kegel Camp app and is the author of the very best-selling book, Hot Sex, Over 200 Things You Can Try Tonight, which we all know I talked about, that I was picking things out of to try tonight. And it worked.
And I left on my coffee table for my cleaning lady to see.
Yes, yep. We've talked about this book many times. Mm-hmm. She's appeared on basically every TV show that exists, including The Today Show, Dr. Drew, and HLN, and pretty much every magazine. We love her. She's crazy hot, you guys. Please welcome Emily of Sex with Emily.
Hi, gangers.
You're back.
How was your intro this time?
That was great.
It was good. It's always good.
I had to get something new.
I want to add something in.
Yeah. Aww.
You give me insane body envy.
Oh, yeah.
Because you're a little person, and like me, but like it's really hard to have a hot body when you're so little.
Thank you for saying that.
Well, you have
that.
A hot bod.
Thank you.
Of course.
You got a bod.
You guys are all so hot.
We try.
Thanks.
It's very hard. But,
yeah, we were.
So the first thing
is LA.
Emily, the first thing is so important. You might not know this yet, but we recently launched our Lady Gang boxes, our subscription boxes.
Okay.
And we were trying to make it different than every other subscription box out there. And so while there were cosmetics and fun girly things, we also included a rose gold vibrator.
Oh.
Because we felt like a lot of our ladies were party. I don't even remember the brand.
Okay.
I don't remember.
Sorry.
UK brand.
We don't know. And we felt like a lot of our girls might be a little afraid via their questions to like go in the store and actually make a purchase. So now we've shipped it to them with like also other things they can disguise.
Nice and discreet.
And so we need a lesson.
Okay.
What are we meant to be doing with the vibrator?
I have to see the vibrator. Like, is it, can you explain? Is it a clitoral? Does it go outside the vagina?
It's like this big.
Okay.
She's holding a pen.
It's like, you know, and it's rose gold.
Okay.
And it's kind of like a wand.
Okay.
Like a wand vibrator. But
how long?
Like, you know, like this
like 5 inches.
Okay. So it's for your clitoris. It's clitoral stimulation.
Yeah. Yes. 100%.
Okay. So what you should do with that.
Listen close, ladies.
Oh, God. There's so much fun you could do with this. really, it's just. God, there's so many things because for women, for masturbation, amazing, because the clitoris is where all the magic happens, right? Mm-hmm. 8,000 nerve endings. A lot of you already masturbate. You probably use your fingers. You should probably be using some lube. I always say add some lube. Don't use your saliva. It's not as clean. I brought you guys some lubes, actually, by the way.
Yeah.
So you use that, and you just start doing what you're doing when you're masturbating, and then you just add it, you know, you just kind of, like, roll it around your clitoris, like the top of your – in the whole area, actually. And you just, like, play with the vibrations, because I'm sure it's got different vibration patterns. Start slow if you've never used it. You want to use it in the lowest setting, and just, like, test it on your finger. Actually, a great way to test – a vibrator, the vibrations on your nose. Like, I go to all these sex toy conventions.
Really?
Like, that's sort of how you can test how it would feel on your clitoris.
Fun. So it's just a whole bunch of people in a convention center, like, vibrating.
Putting vibrators. Getting off
truly,
on their nose.
Because you can't be like, wait, let me try this and stick it on your pants, because it wouldn't be that sanitary.
Yeah.
So just start slow, and I would just start rolling it around. It's a lot easier to go, just like you don't want a guy to go, right, to touch your clitoris right away when you're not warmed up. So you kind of roll it around. But also, so just like play with it and see how it feels. But there's also so, it's not just the clitoris. People think like, oh, it's that little button.
Yeah.
But it's like the labia. So like, you know, the whole down the labia, like the whole area surrounding the outside of your vagina, that feels great. And I would just use that to explore your body and explore all that deliciousness around there. God, I don't like people say
so
that,
exciting.
But they do.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Yeah, and then also use it on your nipples. Use it, like, trace it, like, tease yourself with it.
Oh.
God, what a party. What a box.
What a box. Literally, what a box.
Lady box.
So, much like last time, we just opened this up for our listeners.
Good.
And in our Secret Lady Gang Facebook group, we had the girls all send in their things. And some of them are sex, some of them are relationship, but I figure, you know, goes
hey,
the gamut.
Let's do it.
So the first one says, she started dating this guy, and he's kind of perfect, but an awful kisser.
Ooh.
All teeth, mouth so open, I felt like he was biting my chin. I'm scared to let him go further or lower. How do I teach him how to kiss?
Okay, that's a great question. Because people always want to know, like, is a bad kisser a deal breaker? And it doesn't have to be. So what you do when you're dating someone who's not kissing how you want them to kiss you is what you just a little exercise. And you say, let me show you something. Let's do something together. I'm going to show you how I want to be kissed. And then I want you to show me how you want to be kissed.
Oh.
And so it's a great way for, you know, if he's, you know, intelligent, he'll pick it up. He'll be like, oh, I get it. And maybe it's like an amalgamation of the two.
Yep.
But then that way you can show him, like, don't do anything. Just sit there. I'm going to kiss you. And if he starts, like, you know, chomping on your lip, you can be like, wait, oh, this is my turn. And then he takes his turn. And then you kind of get where you're going. And you can train him. Definitely.
That's so a good way to do it. Yeah, we're not like insulting
them. It's not offensive.
Them.
Yeah, it's so easy to insult. And we don't want to do that, right?
Yeah,
because
they'll never kiss
you
again.
And they never get over it.
Yeah.
It'll be
deep, especially men.
They never
especially
do.
Especially you
I realize
men.
This.
They hold on.
Sensitive. You would think we're sensitive, but you tell that one thing about his penis, like in the locker room when he was 17, he's like 35 dating, thinking like, oh my God, she's thinking my penis is small.
Yeah.
You got it, like, tread lightly.
It's true.
Tread lightly. We got about 6,000 people asking, how can I heighten my libido? Is there a natural food? Is there a pill? What am I going to do?
Oh God, that's a great
I was
one
of them.
She asked 10 times.
It was Becca.
It was me 600
Secret Becca and all her code names on the Lady Game Facebook group.
That is such a good question. And it's actually like one of the top questions I get asked on my podcast because women and libido, it's so tricky because it fluctuates over time in a month, in a day, like, you know, in a week. But there's a lot of contributing factors. So first, this is like the thing, birth control pills. Like, your doctors, they don't tell you. They put you on birth control pill.
The devil.
You know, like 18, 19. And you're like, oh, great, I'm doing it. I'm not going to get pregnant. But you don't realize there could be side effects. So if you found a libido drop from that, you can always go back to your doctor and tinker, try a different kind, like higher progesterone, lower estrogen, whatever it is, you can tinker with it. That could be a factor. So rule out all medical, like if you're on antidepressants, that is just, there goes your sex drive. So you can, again, that doesn't mean that you should go off your antidepressants. It means that you should talk to your psychologist about, you know, your psychiatrist about like lowering the dose and adding something else in. So let's just rule out all medical things. Certain times a month, you might, you know, again, higher, lower. But what you can do is, I'll talk about the natural things. So, you know when you are kind of out of shape and you're like, I really got to get to the gym. I think we might have talked about this last time because it's like actually my best, like I think it's the best way to explain it. And then you go once, you're like, I almost died. And then you go like the next day and you're like, okay, that wasn't so bad. And the third day you're like, oh, okay, I want to go to the gym. So sometimes the hardest part of going to the gym though is like getting your shoes on, getting out the door. And once you're there, you're never like, ugh, why did I work out? That sucked. Sex is the same way. So if you're not feeling it from your partner, sometimes you just gotta do it. Like, just be like, you start going and then you're like, okay, this wasn't so bad, and you get back into it. The more you masturbate, the more you fantasize, the more likely you're gonna want to have sex. So I'm just giving you all the, then we'll get into like things that you can use. So those are all the things, like, try to make sex part of your, like, act. Because for women, it all goes on between our brain. Like, guys, yeah. like, they walk in the door, they look at you, they have a boner, and you're mm-hmm. like, I'm not even ready. Like, yeah. I've been, like, on Snapchat. Like, what do you mean? Like, I'm not paying attention. So we're not wired that way. Like, men are, like, you know, they're, like, frying pans. We're, like, very slow cookers. So you got to, like, whatever, if you know you're having sex that night, maybe watch some porn or, you know, masturbate. Again, you'll be in the mood. So those are all the things you can do that are natural. So there's a few things that have come on the market. There's this one called the Fiera, F-I-E-R-A. And this is like brand new. A medical company developed it, like gynecologists and like a pharmaceutical company. But it's this little thing. It looks like it's really cute. It's pink and white. And it's like fits in the palm of your hand. And you put it on your clitoris. And it pairs to your clitoris. It's like pairing. It's kind of like your Bluetooth.
Oh my God.
But it literally, like, you're like you like rub it, I know it sounds, but it, like, latches on. So, you know, there's no suction, and you, for 5 minutes, you wear it and it starts to, like, pump. Like,
it's like a penis.
It feels
pump.
Good though. Yeah, it is. But it feels like really, it feels good. Like, there's a little vibration, but not enough to give you an orgasm, just to get the, like, blood
get
rushing
you
to your clitoris. And that has been amazing.
Have you tried it?
I just got one. Yeah, it's a
pregame.
Exactly.
Like,
yeah, I've tried it. And you try it like 3 or 4 times. Everyone in my office is trying it now. And then eventually it's just like, work it out. You're like, oh, I'm in the mood for sex. So it's called Fiera. I think if you go to sexwithemily.com, I think we have a banner up there. You can check on that.
Wow. So cool.
I know. It's really cool because it's like a little sex toy,
Jeff,
but it's
just
not.
Wrote a note down.
I want to try it.
Yeah. Well, we could. Okay. So you guys want to come on my show, right? Maybe?
Yeah. So,
again, I would love
of
it.
Course.
You guys, that show was real. Okay. Let's talk about you guys on my show. Super popular.
It was fun.
Come we on. Had so much fun.
So you guys could try it. We could get you one sent to you and see how you like
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
It's just,
we could review
back.
It. We'll have a review.
Lady Gang reviews.
Yeah. That'd be fun.
Another big question we got was that women wanted to know, especially in long-term relationships, that they're like, they want to try something new, like a little kinky, a little bondage, a little something new, and they don't know how to introduce it without insulting their partner. Because they feel like, at this point, we've been together 5-10 years, and now I'm like, let's try, like, are you cheating on me? Like, why this new vibe?
Right. Okay. So first of all, just so everyone knows, completely natural. When you're in a relationship, I want you to accept this fact that you're going to get to a point where you're going to get a little bored with your sex life. It's just going to happen because, like, just think about it. You get bored with everything else in life. You ate the same food, went to the same movie every night, mm-hmm. having sex the same way. So there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with your relationship. So I almost feel like I always try to couples like, plan for this, prepare for it. But many don't. And they get to that place a few years in where they're like, okay, now what? So completely. So how you say it, though, how you bring it up is you just kind of like have this. It's great not to have it in the bedroom, these kind of conversations. Mm-hmm. It's more like Saturday morning, like having breakfast or like on a road trip. So if you are having a hard time communicating around sex with your boyfriend, I love the road trip thing or just driving wherever you're going because you don't necessarily have to be making eye contact, which can be uncomfortable. But you're driving. You're like just two in the car. And you're like, babe, God, last night or last week, that sex was hot. I keep thinking about what happened. I was thinking, you know, it would be really fun. I always tell people, like, tell me you're listening to my podcast. I was listening to this podcast, Sex with Emily, or I was talking to my friend so-and-so. It just doesn't matter. Just be like, I think it'd be really fun to be tied up. Or I think it'd be fun to, like, try some new things. Like, I've been turned on thinking about you tying me up. Like, you bring him into it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it's just like that. Like, has there been anything that you want to try? And see where the conversation goes. Like, I'm sure that there will be some things that come up, but it's more like, let's keep making this fun. Like, us together. Not like, you, sex lately has been so boring, so we better get some handcuffs. Like, that is not going to work.
You suck.
Someone asked, what's the best way to get comfortable with oral sex? I know guys love it, but the thought is just weird and unsettling. You and me too, sister.
Yeah, I get it. Like, women, I think it's like younger women too, like early 20s, teens. Like, I know in college a guy did too. I was like, well, you, like, that's the worst thing that you could ever do to me. Like, this is so terrifying.
You?
Like, you don't want to be doing that. I would never want to be doing that. So I get that it's uncomfortable. And it is true that, like, a lot of guys really, you know, want to do it.
Why do they love it so much?
They just, I think,
because they're
love the vagina.
They like it just because a lot of women don't love their vaginas, which I wish they did. It's one of my missions. I want you all to love the vagina.
Love your vagina.
Yeah, don't love your vagina.
Hashtag.
We once put up a post with a crying vagina, and it got more like likes. We were like, I'm crying.
Did that not
vagina.
Get deleted? Any post that we've done of vaginas or dicks gets deleted.
On Facebook?
We tried to make a dick.
Instagram, you got to be careful.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyways. But in Facebook, too, people shut down our page. They get angry. Okay, so crying vaginas. Don't cry about your vagina. No, so how do you get comfortable with it is, God, it's just like getting comfortable with everything else in life, confidence, just know that, first of all, masturbation helps you get comfortable with everything in your body. So mm-hmm. if you know how to make yourself orgasm, it's not his job, first of all, when I'm like, he didn't give me an orgasm. Because I used to think that too. I'm like, I'm breaking up this guy. He didn't, but I didn't know how. So once you know your body and you know how to move and you know that you can have an, or you even know how to experience pleasure, you'll be more comfortable. But also it's really just like, it's kind of getting through that uncomfortable first moments and relaxing. So if you do like deep breathing, mm-hmm. if you have to just like lie back and be like, okay, this part is painful, and then you just settle into it and just know that they do want to be there, and you're not, your vagina's like not dirty, it's not gross, it's not going to hurt them. Like, a lot of guys are really into it because they just, they like the taste, they like the smell, they like getting you off. Like, there's not every guy, just like not every woman likes giving a blowjob. There's some guys who are like, I just want to be in there all day and know it. And there's some guys like, not my thing. You know? And those guys are not my thing. I'm always like, no, you are not my guy if you want to be, if you're not into it. So I really think it's a matter of, it's a process of just knowing that they wouldn't be trying to do that if they didn't want to, and that you, like, allowing yourself to receive pleasure and knowing that you deserve it.
Yeah, I feel like not a lot of guys are doing it as a favor.
No.
They're, I don't,
not.
Think so either. I feel men like don't do any favors.
No,
like, yeah. They do what they want.
Yeah. Right. And even if it's because their ego and they're like, yeah, I got her off, good. Like, if that's your incentive. Fine. But they do it because they want to do
it. Yeah. I don't think any guy's going down there if he doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm. I don't do it if I don't want to.
Right. Oh, I brought you guys something for that to help you want to do it.
Really?
Pull it out. Yeah.
Well, I got to see it.
I know, I need it.
This is your product?
No, none of this is mine. Just fun stuff we have. I'm like, I got to bring the Lady Gaga.
Okay. Oh, wait. I have a question about a blowjob really quick.
Go.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
I'll show this to you after.
Does like holding your thumb work to make you not gag when you're giving a blowjob? Have you guys heard that?
No.
You like squeeze your thumb. Have you heard that?
I've never heard that.
What? It's something with like your gag reflex that if you like squeeze on your left thumb, it's supposed to like.
No, it's like acupressure.
I've never like the hand that's not working.
I guess.
I can work on your gag reflex. I can teach you tricks for that.
Really?
But
what do you do for
thumb.
That?
Oh my god, there's so many things. So no, okay. So
what is this? We need like ten episodes with you.
We do. I'll come back, you guys. This is my old home.
Juicy mouth.
Okay, so I'm obsessed with this
something
stuff.
Called Juicy Mouth, you
okay,
guys.
Okay, it's blowjob spray.
Or this is a watermelon.
I think Doc Johnson makes this. I think I sell this. We have a store on my website now. But yeah. Okay, so some women don't love the taste of blowjobs, or they just whatever, and it needs to be wet, right? So the big key of a blowjob is like you want. Sometimes my mouth doesn't produce enough. Do you ever like not use enough, have enough saliva?
Yes,
in your mouth?
Always.
Right?
Yes.
This produces saliva in your mouth, and it tastes like citrus. So. Like, and here's the other thing. I use it before I go on my podcast because it
dry mouth.
Dry mouth.
Oh, I get dry mouth.
Okay, wait, are you getting a blowjob right now?
No, but I want you guys to try it.
Should we try it?
Let's try it.
Yeah. I want to try.
Okay.
Which one?
Aura Love Juicy Mouth.
This is called Aura Love Juicy Mouth Dry Mouth Spray. It instantly moisturizes and freshens your mouth.
Oh, it's like a It's like here, Becca.
But it like produces
saliva.
It's like saliva.
An eye drop for your throat.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you do it in your throat? Ooh.
Yeah, you just put it in your mouth, and then all of a sudden you'll start to get like your mouth will get. And I just like use it all the time.
How many sprays?
This is what people need when they do TED Talks.
Exactly.
It's the worst dry mouth I've ever experienced.
Right.
It's disgusting.
Or freaking podcasts.
Or podcasts.
You're like, I want to listen to
this. This is good.
I know, right?
I like it. We're going to try it all tonight.
By Doc Johnson, you can buy it on my site. No, really. And it like gets me excited for it. But I will have not. And you can just keep respraying it. It's a good time.
Oh, my God. How many calories are in this?
Exactly. I think there's no negative calories. Worth it, though.
It's totally worth it.
I did not write this next question, but I could have.
Oh.
I am not a sexy person, and I very rarely am feeling myself.
Kelsey.
So how do I come across more seductive and desirable? Because awkward ain't cutting it. I love whoever you are. I'm not naming names on these questions, but
that's amazing.
I feel you, girl.
It's cultivating your own confidence because you are, no one's like born coming out of the womb like I'm sexy, right? It's something that you have to like work on. So it's body image issues. It's which we all go through that. It's really like. Doing things like looking at yourself for the mirror, like dancing at home, doing, you know, knowing your body, sitting there with like a mirror in front of your vagina and like understanding your entire body and that you are like a beautiful living
goddess.
I mean, it sounds, again, I hate sounding so like cliche Northern California where I'm from, but it's true. Whenever I say things like this, like love yourself, goddess. But actually on my website, Sex with Emily, we did a whole for September, we did Back to Sexual Confidence Month instead of like Back to School.
Oh, I love that. Ooh.
And so we've got so many great articles, blog posts that we wrote, people in my office wrote, but also we got listeners submitted content on how they got their confidence back and what they've learned. So a lot of times it's like trying new things and getting over certain humps. And I mean, it's so hard to like, it's confident. Like cultivating your confidence is the most important work you can do in every aspect, and it will come back and help you with your sex life as well.
I love that.
Me too.
What if you want more dirty talk and less silence? This is kind of, you know what? I want to know about this
question.
Too.
I love this.
I want to know about this because I think it's hot, but then I feel awesome. So dumb.
What if you want?
Yeah,
right.
Baby. Ooh, yeah. Like, I don't know what to say. And like, do I say it in my Kelty voice? Do I like adopt a sexy Kelty?
Do you? No,
you do. You do.
Do you want more dirty talk?
I don't know. I think it's fun.
It is fun.
I think it's fun. Oh, God, what if you say something like you don't like?
But that's like, you just say what? Okay, so what would you want to say naturally that you don't say? Let's practice here. Does your husband
listen? I don't know. Yeah, he listens. I'm going to try
cute.
It. But like,
okay, try it.
How do you ask for dirty talk?
Okay, so here's the thing.
Talk dirty to me, Jason Derulo. Sorry.
Can't you just start dirty talking and then they'll talk back?
Will they?
No.
Jack, are you good at it?
You're like, no. I know. I've had the mutes. I'm like, really? Are you even alive? Are you here? Are you breathing? I know. I don't like when guys don't make any. Like, I had this guy I dated for a while. I was like, when he would come, it was like, did you even just. It'd be like a. Did something
yes.
happen?
Like,
did
you, like a burp.
I need an announcement that it's happening.
Right.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Let me know.
You're so hot.
Because I can't feel. I think guys also think that we can feel it when they come. And
no.
I'm like, no.
We can't. We cannot.
Don't know.
We want to know. And we want to. They think. I think it's because a lot of guys spend so much time in their rooms, like masturbating quiet.
Mm-hmm. Oh my God, you're right.
And they're just like, this is how I do it quietly, they're quickly. Like,
Mom, don't hear me.
Like, so no one comes. Like, no, let me know. Okay, so dirty talk. Here's the thing about dirty talk, it is a skill. In the sense of, like, it's practice. So the more you do it, the more comfortable that you will feel. But start with something, like, benign, like, slowly. Just be like, babe, that feels so good. I've been thinking about your whatever you want, you inside me all day. I've been thinking, like, describe something that's happening in the moment. I'll send
notes.
You there. We'll do a little thing after, offline. So say, like, describe something that's happening. Like, God, that feels so good. I'm thinking about you inside me all day. That's so hot. Or think about something in the past. Like, God, that, you know, this is, okay, well, I guess that's more like sexting. Because sexting can be a great way to practice your dirty talk. Because you can kind of describe things that you want. Like, I've been thinking about last night all day. And when you get over here, I'm going to be just... You know, I'm going to grab, I have my blowjob spray in my mouth. No, I'm going to be grabbing your, you know, I'm going to grab you and I want you inside me. So really just like start with like the basics of how you would just say it. Like, I've been thinking about this, or I'm wet, or just the basic things. And then if he doesn't answer, you could be like, I want to hear what you think. Like, what are you feeling right now? Like, tell me what, and then you just kind of like coax him into it. But you don't want to start with the hard and fast, like, hey, like freak him out. Right? Like,
don't throw the P word out right away.
Right. Like, the P word?
Pussy.
Right. I don't know how much we can say because I know it's you guys have a lot of younger, I don't know what.
Yeah. No, we got ladies. Our ladies are doing it.
They're good? Okay. I didn't know because I thought last time it was a little
We thought it was like 15-year-olds, but it's not.
It's not?
We got mamas.
I was going to bring you guys more stuff. I'm like, oh, it's 12-year-olds.
No.
Well, we're not
like
12.
Like anal beads?
No, I know you're not. Yes.
Really?
I was going to bring you a lube shooter for your ass and anal beads.
Damn, we really missed out.
What is a lube shooter?
I don't know.
What is
it like
shooter?
A squirt gun where you put lube in?
Yes!
It is?
So, yes!
Into your butt?
It's kind of awesome.
You put it in, like, your butt? Like,
wherever.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you can just shoot it?
Yeah,
people?
So if you're a fan of anal sex, like, you know that you need a lot of lube. You guys, I buy you some lubes too.
Yay.
But I'm a huge fan of lube. Like, I just think that it's so underrated, and that people think that lube is this kind of thing that you gotta, like, oh, you gotta get some lube because she's dry or there's discomfort and there's a problem. But really, like, women who use lube are more likely to orgasm. 80% of women who use it are more likely to orgasm, and it's little drops, like, not like a psh, the whole bottle. Right. Three drops on your clitoris.
Unless you're drunk and you're like, whoops, and then you're like, whatever.
Yeah. Doesn't even matter. Right. Too much. I think like the wetter the better. So lube, what's the question? Why was I going off on lube? Lube shooter for your ass.
Lube shooter.
So you put lube, right. So yeah, you just put lube. I just got back from this sex convention in Germany. And you put it in you put a lot of lube in there and you shoot it up. So because during anal sex, people, if you're having anal sex, I mean, so many women have really bad first time experiences where guys are like, let's do it now. We're drunk. And then puts it in without lube. And then they're like, never. I'm never doing that again. Yeah. So you want to have enough lube. But this, like, a lube shooter is a little more advanced. But you just know there's plenty of lube that's always going to be there because you shot a bunch in.
On that note, last question.
Did I answer the dirty talk question?
Yes, you did.
Okay.
You're fabulous.
Okay.
I mean, you ended it with lube shooter. I think it's all the info we need.
It is.
Okay. This isn't sex. It's more so kissing question.
Okay.
I love with six O's kissing and my boyfriend doesn't. We've been together for a long time and I always beg or barter for like several minutes of just kissing.
I would hate dating her.
He thinks making out is just a lead up to sex. So he says to me, no kissing if it doesn't end in sex.
Oh,
he
geez.
Gives me millions of pecks and forehead kisses, but I want to make out and I'm tired of begging for it. What do I do?
God, tell him no sex unless we make out. I mean, literally, like, I would say take sex off the table and say, I just want to make out. I want to have a week of massage and touching and teasing and no intercourse until we keep kissing. Because kissing is one of the first things that goes in long-term relationships. Mm-hmm. You just stop kissing. You don't want kissing.
Thank God.
But right, everyone's different.
I don't like making out.
Have you always hated it?
Always.
Even when you were like 16?
Literally
and you just
when
made
I was
out
16,
for hours?
I'd be like, okay, now put your finger in my vagina. Right. Like, I'm so over this.
That is so weird.
Right, no, I get, but see, everyone, that's beautiful.
Kissing.
Everyone's different.
I love kissing,
but so like, smothering.
Like, I need to breathe.
But the thing about, you know, you're, and so this is what's so beautiful about sex is that we're all different. We all want something different, right? And yep. Maybe your fiance,
mm-hmm.
maybe he wants to kiss more than you do. Does that ever happen? Or no, you
both
don't.
I think we're pretty compatible.
Oh,
like,
good.
You know.
So he hates kissing.
He doesn't hate it. I probably hate it more, but like, he doesn't miss it unless this is him writing it.
Right, exactly. As a girl.
He was using this unhappy face emoji four times.
Right.
That sounds like
how do I get to Becca?
But no, here's the thing about kissing is that it's also for women, a lot of women, except for Becca, you really do need to, it's part of foreplay. It's part of what, it actually will get us turned on for a lot of women. It's arousal, it's foreplay. And the thing that we hate is that I hear from a lot of women, they're like, my boyfriend will only kiss me because he wants it to lead to sex. And
right.
To me, that
yeah.
makes me insane. And they're like, so then I don't even want to kiss because I know, can't we just cuddle or can't
I
we just.
I agree, yeah.
And so it's like frustrating for women because like, I'm not even going to go there. And that's why
you're
a
not
lot
even
of couples
coming into your zone.
Have problems. Yeah, they're like, I don't even, that's why they have problems too with sex because women just shut it down because if he's coming near me, it's going to mean like I have to give him a blowjob and I just want to make out. So I would say to him, I really like kissing. It really like makes me want you more and it makes me want to have sex more. It makes me more attracted to you. But like it's something that like I really, really need it. And like let's have fun with it. You can like give him a massage. You could like say let's just take it. I always tell couples who are having challenges around intercourse or sex, like take it off the table. Like there's so many other things you could do besides sex, besides mm-hmm. intercourse.
Blowjob spray.
No job spray.
Okay, on that note, we will be right back because Emily's going to stick around and help us answer all of our Ask the Lady Gang questions.
Hey, ladies! Get funky.
Ask the Lady Gang.
Welcome back, guys. Before we start, Ask the Lady Gang, if you want to go to jackvanek.com, you can get 20% off your order with code LADYGANG. And you know how to do our next section. You've given so much good advice.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Let's keep going. Okay, mm-hmm. Oh, this is like the legit.
Yeah, these
this
are the real questions.
Ask the Lady Gang question.
Life advice.
Which they're pretty much relationship sex advice, too. So.
Can I just say one thing, Jack?
Yeah.
No, I was so proud of you. I took a picture, but I like forgot to tweet. But I was somewhere like in New York, and they had your... I know, but your Jack Vanek stuff is like mm-hmm. everywhere. But I was like so proud. It was like some major store, and I was happy for you.
Thank
She's
you.
She's a badass.
You're so badass. I love your stuff, and I'm proud of you. I thought it was really cool. I was like, fuck, I know her. Her stuff. Maybe I was in Michigan. I don't know where I was like with my family, or I was in New York somewhere. I was traveling a lot.
Thanks, girl.
And I was like, look, it's everywhere.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, so our first question comes from Sarah. She says, hi, Lady Gang. My boyfriend and I only recently started dating, but we've known each other for a while since we used to work together. We're both in our early 20s, but I found out I'm only the second girl that he's been with. He gets really insecure about things in the bedroom, but he's a lot better in bed than he thinks he is. How can I build him up on his confidence?
There's so much confidence issues that come around here. I think she just has to keep reassuring him that everything's in the moment, everything's great. So keep telling him, like, God, that was really hot the way you kissed me, or I loved like the sex we had last night. I mean, she really has no complaints. It's just that he's like beating himself up after, yeah. like thinking about the partner, how many partners he's had.
He's
I think
had
that's
two.
Another thing. It goes away, you know. There's these things about like the number of partners. This stuff like doesn't matter. But I think when you're younger, you're like in your early 20s, you're like obsessed with the number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It doesn't make you better if you've had a bunch.
Right, exactly. Not at all. Like, mm-hmm. It probably sometimes if you've had a bunch, you like really are probably the guy who's not going down. You're like, I'm just going to bang. You know?
Yeah.
So I think that just keep reinforcing that everything, you know, that if it's true that what he's doing is wonderful and feels good to you. And be specific in your compliments. Like, the way that you just did that, and I was fantasizing about the way you used your finger this way, or the way you kissed me, or the way you undressed me. I don't like fingers that way.
No, that's not what I was saying. Oh. Sorry, I was in my own head. I was having an internal...
I know, I was like, what is happening right now?
No, but I think awkward. Like, it's like, I mean, because the truth is...
Keep going, like, Kelty. I think Kelty's written all these questions, and these are all her.
Honey, you could just call me offline. We could, like, have lunch. I will help you. We could have a drink.
A public thing, Kelty.
Sorry.
But here's the other thing, though. We all know we can get a million compliments in the world, right? And everyone can love us, and everything will be going great, but we still beat ourselves up and feel like have self-confidence. It's still a challenge. I think it's a lifelong journey, right? Accepting yourself. So I'm telling her that she could do this to her boyfriend, but if it's – I'm wondering if he's not confident in other areas of his life or if it's just sex, because if he's maybe depressed or there's other things going on, no matter how many times you tell him this, it's not going to get any better. So if he's – if this is really truly this isolated area, then I think you guys just together, you're just like, you just keep building him up, trying new things and telling him specifically how great he is. Like, keep having sex with him and just keep telling him that, like, and again, being specific with your feedback.
I love that.
Positive reinforcement.
Always
like a dog.
I know. I love it. Compliments. Best thing ever.
That's true.
This next question is so important to me, you guys, because it's literally all of us in all caps.
From Anonymous. She says, my ex-boyfriend from almost 3 years ago recently reached out to me to invite me to his birthday party. I went, and the whole night he confessed his love to me. He said everything I wanted to hear and more. But 2 days later, he finally messaged me and said he is sorry and was drunk and didn't mean one word. I'm now a mess, and I feel like we broke up all over again. Now I feel like I'm back to being the girl I used to be, insecure, vulnerable, etc. I hate that I miss him so much, and I'm scared I won't find anyone that I clicked with as well as I did with him. What should I do?
Well, she should know that she's exactly where she should be, because every time you break up with someone, you think, I'll never find anyone better. And, that I'm a loser or no one's going to like me again. Like, so those are the thoughts. Have we all had those thoughts?
Yes.
In relationships? You're like, there'll never be anyone else.
You've never been dumped, Becca. Becca said yes, but she's never been dumped. No one's ever broken her heart.
Becca's just cold as ice.
Did you ever feel like you'll never meet anyone?
You know, she doesn't have a one that got away.
I honestly never felt that way.
But she doesn't like kissing either. No, I get it. But for many women.
No, but I've seen it with a lot of my
relationships. All my desperate friends have felt that way. But I personally, Becca Tobin, have never been dumped. So I don't know.
So every other woman in the entire world other than Becca has felt this way. At some point.
Yes, Emily. Right. Everyone else but Becca.
Right. Okay, so that's a typical, like, you're going to go through this, but you're going to, I just want to tell you that you will, Anonymous. You will get past this.
You're anonymous.
Yeah, I promise you that this too shall pass. I know everyone says that it's going to get easier, but it does. And the more you can cut off now all contact with him, because you realize that he's just going to be, you might run into a party this weekend.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So try to avoid that.
Bye.
Don't stalk him on Instagram. Like, cut off all ties.
Yes.
And just spend time, like, with your friends, people. You might not be ready to date yet, but I promise you, from each breakup, you will get stronger. You realize more about what you, like, spend this time thinking about, like, what wasn't so great in this relationship? Because I'm sure right now we tend to think – I call this euphoric recall. Mm-hmm. Oftentimes other women besides Becca, when we break up with someone or they break up with us, we tend to think, like, we put them on a pedestal. And all we can remember are these amazing things. Right. Like, he was so great.
No, but I've still had to do this. Like, if I've broken up with a guy and then I'm having second thoughts and I see him again, I'm like, do I want to get back? I actually make lists of terrible qualities that these people have.
Why?
And I recently found one. It was good. There were some very – specific things on there.
Right. No, I'm telling
like
you.
Ugly feet.
We forget. Right. If that is a good visual for you, I'm
it's
telling
all
you,
I like, needed to think about. And I was like, oh, yeah. Thank God.
Yeah, couldn't spend a life with those feet.
Yeah. Anonymous, right. I want to tell you my trick.
Oh, no.
It's almost as good as Becca's. So whenever I got dumped by someone and they really hurt my feelings, I made my own craft calendar out of a piece of paper, and I made for 30 days, whatever month it was, I made a calendar for 30 days, and on every single calendar day, I wrote one terrible thing about that person. Stupid haircut, bad, like whatever it was, like, you know, like your phone number was the wrong area code, like whatever the things you hated about them, like, and then
you ask your friends too, sometimes they remember more than you do, like, right. Why did I hate him again?
I meditate. Oh, yeah, so whenever I got sad and I was like, oh no, I would just think of, like, what's my meditation for today? Stupid haircut. And I would just remind it. And then every day I went through without texting that person or, like, calling them or being pathetic, I would cross it out. And then we get to the end of the 30 days and you're clean. You feel good.
Oh, it just takes time. It really
does.
That's
deep, Kelsey.
It is.
That's how an anal retentive person, OCD person, deals with a breakup.
Yeah, that
I like the idea
me.
Of writing down all the things, because right now she just hurt because it's like you take 10 steps back. Yes, you see him again. I had this with an ex where we'd broke it up, and then I saw him again. I feel like, God damn, I just healed, and now I took another 3 months. But then you get through it. You get through it faster. Mm-hmm. You broke up with him for a reason. It was the right thing. Keep on. You'll be fine.
Keep it moving,
keep on,
girl.
Keep on keeping on.
Becca Tobin, your life.
I want to make that
just
a thing.
Just rip your heart out.
You have the Jack, and she has the Becca Tobin, which is like you just don't care.
Just rip Bye. Your heart out. Cold.
Cold, bitch.
Cold. I actually was listening to another podcast, and it was this girl who was like really just introspective, and she went to like Yale, and she was super obnoxious. Yeah. And she was like, I think stoicism is so out. It's just, I used to look up to people, and I would be like, how do they do that? I feel so much, and I express so much. She's like, I'm here to say that it's out.
What?
And I was like, podcast try telling that. Me that, Yale. Loser. Anyway. Not
no
telling.
Feelings.
I'm not telling what podcast, because I don't want anyone listening to it. Bad advice.
Bad information.
And she doesn't know what's on trend.
Okay.
Right, next question.
Our last question comes from another anonymous, and she says, I'm in the process of planning my wedding. One issue, the guest list. One of my fiance's best friends, who is a groomsman, is dating a raging bitch. At our engagement party, she made a bitchy comment about how small my ring was. Ooh. Would it be bad to not invite her? I'd rather use that invite for a friend or family member.
I don't think you can not invite the groomsman's girlfriend. Wife? What is it? Girlfriend?
Girlfriend.
You should have, like, a talk beforehand, I think. Like, you don't want to have that stress before the wedding. Like, if it's he's in the wedding, you can't not. But you have to have the talk, don't you think? What do you guys think? Look at her face. Kelsey's got a whole thing. I don't even know.
I mean, I think it's your wedding, and it's the only time in your whole life that you get to do exactly what you want, and you have a get-out-of-jail-free card. So if you really feel like this is going to ruin your day, this awkwardness, don't invite her. But if you want to be mature, you could always send your future husband on a mission, because it's his buddy. So you could say, hey, husband, you need to talk to Aaron and tell him that his girlfriend really hurt my feelings and, like, she needs to chill. And then put it on them, because then it'll be, because the groomsman can hate you and be like, that girl's a total meh, mm-hmm. but he's not going to hate his best friend.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Well, also, I feel like uninviting her, if he is in the wedding, is going to create so much drama.
That's
not worth
thing.
It.
It's too and much drama.
Yeah, just don't pay attention to her.
Also, you're not going to notice her at the wedding. Yeah. Like, of all those people.
Unless she's like, your dress was okay, except your veil was ugly. Like, I don't know. She doesn't seem like a very nice person. When do you ever comment on someone's ring size? I've seen some ugly ass engagement rings, and I'm like, oh my God, it's the prettiest ring ever. Like, that's what you're supposed to do as a woman.
Well, maybe this girl's on the spectrum.
It's a girl code. True.
It's true. But, like, coming from somebody who sometimes doesn't say the right thing always and gets, you know, lost in translation, maybe she didn't mean it. Give her the benefit of the doubt.
But you wouldn't say something like that.
I could maybe say something along the lines of, like, I mean, I'm not exactly, like, great at making people feel good about themselves. So, like, I I'm slightly on the spectrum socially, I think. So I just don't let this girl ruin your wedding. Maybe she was like, just try, I don't know.
Here's what you do.
Just don't pay.
I have the perfect idea. You're in charge of the seating chart. I hope you're doing a head table. So you have you and the groomsmen and the bridesmaids all up at the front, and then you put her in the back with, like, the groomsmen's girlfriends, like, so far back that she can't even get to the dance floor, and you never have to see her. Bye.
Sure.
There you go, I guess.
Yeah.
We fixed your lives. Well, guys, Emily, thank you so much for being here.
That's so fun.
You guys, you have to go check out the newly revamped sexwithemily.com, the blog section. I got lost in it.
I'm so glad.
And then you can click on all the sex toys and purchase things. And, I mean, you're just so amazing. You guys follow her.
And the podcast.
Listen to her podcast.
Right. Sex with Emily, which is, you know, in the top 10, 20 on iTunes at all times, so you can easily find it. And then follow her on social media at sexwithemily. Emily, she is unbelievable. Definitely check out the podcast, because we're going to come back to your podcast too in the future.
So
we're going to, you know, have sex with Emily in the future.
Again.
A nice fall romp. A nice romp. Okay. Also, make sure you check out theladygang.com for all of our fun blogs and everything, and follow me on Instagram at Kelsey Knight. Okay, bye. Okay, at the Lady Gang. Just kidding. And it's Becca Tobin and Jack Vanek, whatever they
Okay.
Next Tuesday.
Join the Lady Gang every Tuesday at iTunes and at PodcastOne.com. That's PodcastOne.com. Thanks for listening.